pediatrician and registrar in the Department of Pediatrics at the Milton Cato Memorial Hospital, Dr. Joy Walters, says in terms of asthma, families should ensure that their pets are not kept in the house. She says parents should also minimize the amount of dust that these children come into contact with.
So in terms of asthma and children who are prone to wheezing and so on, you know, prevention is key. So in the home, those families with pets, we usually encourage, if you do have a pet, not to have the pet in the house. You understand? Because these hairs and so on, those can be triggers for a child. In terms of keeping away dust, you have to wash these things often. So things like rugs, stay away from too many rugs in the house. You wash your sheets, the curtains, change them frequently. The smaller children, you know, sometimes you like to put them to bed with a little teddy bear at the side for them to hug. No, these things are not encouraged for children with asthma or wheezing problems.
Dr. Walters says parents and guardians and teachers should also pay close attention to things that might trigger children outside of the home. She says things such as freshly cut grass, strong perfumes and creams can trigger respiratory illnesses in children as well.
In terms of outside, when they're playing outside, try to prevent them from playing in dusty areas. I know it's very hard to control, especially in the setting of a teacher. Even the slightest thing like dust or maybe the pollen and so on can trigger these children. So we have to keep them from these areas as much as possible. When grass is freshly cut, everything is flying around. The different scents, things like your strong cologne. So if you have a class, half of your class is asthmatics. You have to be careful with the things you wear. You know, we like to smell good and so on. But even in our setting in the hospital, we try to desist from wearing these strong scents because these can be triggers as well.
Dr. Walters adds that it's important for parents and guardians to be vigilant and know their children well so they can avoid things that will trigger respiratory illnesses and to also begin treatment if affected.
And then the other thing is to know the child. For the parents, you have to know your child because sometimes a child may be going into an exacerbation. You don't really know what's happening. And then just like that, something can change. The child goes into an attack and then you find yourself in A&E. Whereas if you're vigilant enough and you see these signs coming on, then you can start medicating your child at home. And knowing also is knowing how severe a child can get or an adolescent.
Pediatrician and registrar in the Department of Pediatrics at the Milton Cato Memorial Hospital, Dr. Joy Walters. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.